Good morning. So this morning, we're going to move to the category of the so-called difficult person. We're expanding the spheres, these circles, moving towards boundlessness. And with an encouragement that we all go at the pace that is right for us. So just to pay attention, be sensitive to your experience. Tune in to what is happening with you to help you navigate or discern what is best for you at each moment. Difficult person is a little bit more challenging. It might be a stretch. And I want to spend a little bit of time talking about this before we go into the guided meditation. And one is, what does it mean, this idea of a difficult person, quote unquote? It's just somebody with whom we're currently having some difficulties. So they are not inherently different or difficult. They are not inherently one way or another. They're not eternally fixed as the difficult person, right? It's more about how we experience them, our perception of them, right now. So it's more about our relationship, our perception, not about them and the nature of them. And it's important to keep that in mind, right? Because just as we're expanding categories, you might have noticed that sometimes people that were in the other categories slip into the difficult category, right? The dear one becomes a difficult person when you remember that time that they did that thing that was upsetting. So just an invitation to maybe soften this idea that we have sometimes about that we're going to fix or change or something the other person. Instead, this is about our relationship, our perception, our experience of this other person. And so difficult means in this setting, for this purpose, difficult means there's some tension, there's some friction, a little bit of irritation, a little bit of dislike, some non-smoothness. It is not abject loathing. We're not jumping right into that. It is not hatred. It is not rage. It's just where it's a little bit difficult. On a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 is this murderous rage, we're choosing a 3. So it's someone with whom we had minor difficulties, not our ex-partner, which we had this terrible, ugly separation. It's not that family member that we haven't spoken to for decades. It's not the neighbor from hell. It's not the politician that just makes our blood boil. It's just someone with whom we have some tension. We're just allowing, you know, these to our sphere, our circle of loving kindness to just naturally stretch a little bit. And then when it feels comfortable there, we just stretch a little bit more. And of course we want to heal our relationships with all the difficult people in our lives. And in some ways we might wish that we could like throw some loving kindness at them and make them be different in our relationship to be smoothed over. Of course we want to do that. But if that had worked, you would not be in a retreat with loving kindness. Instead, you would have figured out how to do it and you wouldn't have any difficult people in your life. So just an encouragement not to jump into the most difficult person, even though there might be this wish to heal this relationship that causes us a lot of pain. Relationships can cause pain. And for me, this is one of the beautiful things about loving kindness practice is we plant seeds and they sprout. In some ways, it might be like we, you know, go to the gym and do bicep curls with dumbbells, not because we want to get better at doing bicep curls with dumbbells, but because we believe it'll make our biceps stronger and to help us when we need to pick up heavy groceries or pick up grandchildren. So we train in one way, a little bit contrived. Barbells don't need to be moved. They're perfectly happy just being there, but we do it as a practice. And then it shows up to help us in other areas of our lives. So, not the most difficult person. Some approaches. We might need some support. You know, so to bring in some reflections in addition to our practice. Nikki's been talking about seeing the common humanity. Maybe we could reflect, just like me, they wish to be happy. They're trying to find their way that makes sense to them. Maybe we don't understand it, but just like me, they wish to be happy. And maybe it's helpful to reflect, bring to mind this saying that hurt people hurt people. So on some level, if this person is harming or insensitive or unknowing, maybe they're acting out their own pain, hurt, and distress. Maybe not. We don't know. And so maybe recognizing that they have some of their own difficulties and that's why they behave the way that they do. And maybe there's this little bit of compassion, maybe this loving kindness kind of shades into some compassion. Oh yeah, that they are hurting. This is why they hurt others. So those are some reflections that might support loving kindness practice for the difficult person, for the mildly irritating person, for the annoying person. Something else is to see the person holistically. Most people have at least some good qualities alongside what we find challenging. Maybe their speech is not wholesome or skillful, but they seem to take care of their families or take care of their responsibilities. See them holistically, or to see them through the eyes of other people. Many people have friends or partners or family members who care about them, or at one time cared about them. All of us have mothers, fathers, other family members who cared about us. So can we maybe see the difficult person through the eyes of someone else? And to be clear, we are not condoning any inappropriate, harmful behavior they have done. We are not denying what they have done. We are not repressing. We are not pretending like it didn't happen. We are not denying the harm that they have caused. Instead, we're bringing some healing to our own hearts. We're doing this for our benefit, to create the conditions in which more ease and spaciousness can exist in our hearts and minds. We're not doing this because we expect it will change them. We're not doing this to make it all go away, the difficulties. We're just allowing the problemness out of our relationship drain away. This practice might bring up some difficult emotions. Keep in mind some of the strategies that Nikki and I have been talking about. Some ways we might think about it is making a bigger container. When we feel the tightening, the clenching of resistance, reactivity, just this contraction, can we bring some ease, some spaciousness? Can we make space for that? And maybe saying the phrases anyway. But to be sensitive to the way that we are saying the phrases, sometimes there might be this, may you be happy, you know, that kind of a tone. So be a little bit sensitive. Can we do this with a lot of patience, a lot of space, softening, opening, recognizing that metta has this quality of spaciousness. And so if we feel like there's this clamping down, collapsing, is there a way in which we can make more space, whatever way makes sense for you? And this includes going to another category. The lovable being, oneself. Maybe shifting the perspective, tune into the body, allowing the body to find some more ease and spaciousness. But find whatever works for you. No requirement to spend all day with the difficult being. Be flexible. Be sensitive. Allow yourself to be surprised. Allow some malleability. And honor your experience. Respect your experience. Okay, so for the guided meditation, just allowing ourselves to get settled into a comfortable position. Coming home to the body. Body that's in this room, this environment, this moment, here and now. Maybe taking a moment to scan through the body and notice those places of tension or tightness, and allowing them to soften as best they can. It's okay if there's still some tension. There's no requirement that it be otherwise. And keeping the awareness light, open, sensitive, tuned in to the bodily experience. it might be that with the exhale, there's a certain amount of release, certain amount of letting go. And then staying sensitive to the field of the body. When you feel ready, bring into mind, bringing into the heart, the image or sense of the lovable being. The dear one. Or maybe oneself. Whatever feels easy and accessible at this moment. Perhaps remembering or bringing to mind their goodness. If that feels helpful, visualizing, sensing. And if it's supportive, offering them warmth and kindness with the phrases. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you live with ease. allowing the heart and mind to find some sense of ease and well-being. Harmonizing, collecting the whole being in this stream of well-wishing. With a sense of lightness, openness, ease. And then within this state of well-being, to whatever degree it's available to you, bring to mind now the presence of this so-called difficult person. Perhaps imagining them here in the room with you today at whatever distance feels appropriate. Maybe they're far on the other side of the room. Maybe they're just in the doorway, not quite in the room. Perhaps they're a little bit closer. Whatever feels comfortable. Sensing into where it feels appropriate to be in the presence of this difficult person, so-called difficult person. Noticing any responses in your body and heart and mind. Inviting those responses to soften, release. Now reconnecting with the intention to wish this person well. May you be saved. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. If need be, bring in a reflection as a support, just like me, this person wishes to be happy. or the recognition that others don't consider this person that difficult person necessarily. And reminding ourselves we are not pretending that they haven't caused harm, or we're not condoning their behavior. We're healing our relationship, our perspective, our experience. So that our hearts, our minds can have more ease and spaciousness. And sometimes it's just helpful, the wise thing to do, to go to another category. The lovable being, and allow ourselves to be nourished again, where it's easy. Maybe some warmth and tenderness for ourselves. Some metta that has a little flavor of compassion, recognizing the harm, the difficulty with this person. Staying sensitive and flexible. So today, just work with the difficult person in a way that feels supportive and helpful and healing. And be sensitive to if you have any sense that you're hurling these phrases or jabbing with warm-heartedness. Instead, allowing some spaciousness, some ease, and being flexible, going back to other categories, bringing in reflections, maybe saying, it's okay, whatever is supportive. No requirement to spend the whole day on the difficult person. We're just stretching a little bit until it gets a little bit more comfortable, and then stretching again. And the only announcement I have is that if you didn't have practice discussions yesterday, you do have them today. And it's either in 15 minutes or in an hour and a half. And that Tanya will be sitting in on practice discussions with me today. So I'm wishing you a nice day of practice of planting seeds. Thank you.